Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Good morning. This is Fire Moss Spirit Aura coming in live today with Let's Drink Some Coffee and Go to Mars. Show will be me and my guest Tom. We will be discussing coffee drinking and going to Mars. How many years have the studies gone back and forth about the benefits or harm of drinking coffee? Since we only have a half hour, we will just start with the benefits of drinking coffee and maybe the benefits of moving to Mars one day. If you have any questions or comments, contact Heather, hello7toys@outlook.com. If you'd like to call in, guest call in is 657-383-1065. And I'm going to have my friend call in now, see if this works. So how is everybody today? I hope you're marvelous. We're just waiting for the dial in. It's pretty sunny here today. And what? And now we're going live. Let's want to just speak up, my friend, and see if you come through.
Hello, my name is Tom. We're going to be discussing the benefits of coffee and going to Mars. We'll start with coffee. One of the biggest benefits that we've read about drinking coffee is the antioxidants. They keep the body healthy. They basically antioxidants is harmful.
Keeping your body safe from harmful toxins.
Right. I know I like the smell of coffee. I guess coffee can make you a happier person by the smell of it, which is all right with me. I like to start my day off with a cup of coffee, and the smell of it is actually really relaxing and euphoric almost to me. I'm a coffee advocate, so.
I'm a coffee advocate too.
And then coffee is great for your liver. Those who drink
at least one cup, I think it was.
Yeah, one cup a day. 200
can ward off 20% less to develop liver cirrhosis. It's great for the liver, which I think traditionally they were telling us that it was really bad for the liver. That it was really bad for the liver. It was really bad for your body. It was bad for your stomach. It can help people prevent non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Drinking four more cups of tea or coffee can be beneficial in preventing the progression of non-alcoholic fatty liver. Coffee can make you feel happier, like Tom was saying. Happy, happy, happy.
That's my favorite part.
Those who drink coffee experience less depression. Why? Well, it's those trusty antioxidants. We couldn't find a list of if they were able to actually name them. And then the antidepressant part. We'll play a song real quick, get a little more organized, and play a little Locked Up.
Locked up in a hole, I'm not being there. Locked up in a hole, I'm nothing there. Locked up in a hole, I'm nothing. set me free from my loneliness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness.
Coming back live, Fire Moth Spirit Warrior and my guest Tom discussing the benefits of coffee, and I'm not sure if we'll get to the part about Mars. I just thought it would be a whole bunch of fun to drink a whole bunch of coffee and then go to Mars.
Well, it is an antidepressant. Maybe we can fly to Mars in a train and drink coffee.
Then we won't be sad of a shuttle crash.
It keeps your brain healthier for longer. So I guess you can think about going to Mars for longer.
Be happy while you do it.
I don't know, would you want to go to Mars?
I shouldn't keep making fun of it, because I really honestly think that the humans are so advanced that they'll figure it out. They're going to figure out how to go to Mars, and I'm not going. But, I mean, if the whole Earth is gone, I don't know if I'll be gone, too, if it explodes. Like, what are they planning for? They want to plan for 5 years. Is there going to be a world war, and we have no choice but to try to go to Mars? But then we're going to crash, I think, in the process. I don't know. I have no desire. There's no tree. There's not even a tree in Mars.
I know. There's not even. Did they find water in Mars?
I think they can dig for it. There's a possibility of some water, but I don't think that's real clear yet.
We're
going
to be shipping all kinds of water to Mars if they actually want to go to Mars. I mean, it's going to be more expensive than.
Than just feeding and taking care of the people here. Exactly. I mean, all the money that these groups are going to be putting into studying and trying to get to Mars, and we could be solving problems here with.
Well, all the money, imagine the money it's going to cost to even get on a boat 2 months. You know?
Right. Well, I don't know if we're going to take a boat. I think you said a boat. I think you said a boat.
Yeah,
that would be hard to take a boat.
Well, I was thinking of Noah's Ark, actually. That's why I said boat. Because it's like, that's what it's going to be like. They're going to be taking, well, I'm pretty sure animals. You're going to have to take some kind of animals to produce soil. Cows and pigs.
But then how are they going to feed them?
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I said Noah's Ark, because it's going to have to be such a big
ship, like a spaceship. That's what you're looking for.
Right. I don't think it's going to have to be.
I don't either. What do you think of Martians?
Well, we would be Martians. We're out there floating around on the boat, waiting to get to Mars.
Well, just have some coffee. We'll be happy while
right,
we do
we'll
it.
Be happy while we do. I don't know how long it would take to get to Mars, too. You'd have to be one mentally stable person to be on a spacecraft for that long.
Oh, and there's possible gases on the planet that if the human has too much contact with the gases, it makes them go crazy.
Really?
Yeah, because the atmospheric gases aren't conducive to human life. And so we don't have the proper oxygen and all that balanced airflow to breathe in, and it, there's possibilities of it causing injury to someone's brain. They have to be like in these capsules that are artificially producing certain amounts of oxygen and things. You'd have to wear a suit all the time because of the extreme weather changes. It could be way hot to way cold immediately. So you have to wear these space suits around.
At all times. At all times?
At all times.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be going to Mars anytime soon. It doesn't sound too fun. But some people, maybe, I'm sure it's like they've been carrying people for years and years. Some kind of training to be a
And I shouldn't really make fun of the pursuance of going to Mars, because what if there is really a certain group of people that are supposed to go to Mars? You know, I don't want to make fun of that per se. I know I'm just plainly scared to death to go to Mars. When I heard about what could go wrong or what could go right, and then you get there and it's just this big orange or red planet? What's the color?
Red.
Which is my favorite color. I mean, that is my ultimate favorite color, but I mean, that's not enough motivation.
Red.
Oh, I just determined I'm going to Mars because it's red. It's my favorite color.
Yeah, going to Mars isn't going to happen, I don't think, anytime soon. But I guess, I mean, we got enough publicity for us to talk about, which, you know, did you read about when they said that they'll be starting to go to Mars?
I did. I read about it. I read that they wanted to have some of their first shuttles in 5 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And, like, Planet Mars X or something is one of the groups. They want to take shuttles of people to visit, and it's kind of it's scary to me. It's scary because to me it's like a one-way mission of suicide.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things that could go on even to get there. It could take, like, 3 years or something to get to Mars. You're going to be back up on a spaceship for years before you even get there. I mean, that's a long way. I don't think anybody can get that time off for 3 years. It's going to have to be either. No, they're going to have some kind of security and why they even want to go to Mars. So, I don't think there's anybody that you can take up and go to college and classes afterwards and training things and be able to get on the ship.
And then what are they going to? They're just simply going to the planet. It's not like we're going to some major waterfall we found or some major form of life that is urging us onward to Mars, you know, to what, destroy another planet? I mean, that's how I see it, is we've mutilated this one. We've polluted it to kingdom come. We continue at a rapid rate, and now what we have to find other planets to live on, because we won't leave this one alone.
Well, I think so far, planet Earth and the way we destroyed it, and how are we going to treat Mars, you know, when we get there? Are we, because if you visit Mars within 5 years, all you're going to be doing is staying on a ship. You're not going to be getting off. It's not like they're going to have some colony ready for us to go check it out. You know, it's not like we're going to have big old glass bubbles ready for you to go eat dinner. You know, you're just going to be on a ship.
And it would be, Mars would have to rely entirely on imports.
Yeah.
And then how are they ensured that they're going to get the proper imports It's flat out just scary to me, I think. Yeah. It's putting people in harm's way. And this is supposed to be somewhat of a comedy, and it's as serious as all out. I don't know what to do.
Well,
let's drink some coffee and go to Mars. Woo!
Hopefully they have coffee on the way to Mars.
Oh, goodness. I think we better just... I think a better idea is to focus on making Earth better. And let the planets do what they do, which is to keep everything else in order instead of altering their planes, you know.
We've gone so far on the planet Earth, I don't know if there is anything that we can do about it, because we can have to suffer the repercussions anyway.
Exactly. I know. It's sad. And most of us were born into it without a choice.
Yeah. I mean, look at all the harmful things we've done with oil. And oil spills in the ocean. And, I mean, that's outrageous how much oil we've lost. And just it going right into the ocean, killing animals, plants, you know, destroying our ecosystem with it.
So, I know.
We're going to have to learn a lot before we even go to Mars on how to take care of a planet. Really. I mean, like I said, there's irreplaceable damage that we've done to planet Earth. So, let's see how it goes on Mars.
Yeah, you're completely right, and no cup of coffee with antioxidants is going to take away the sadness of what we've done to the Earth. It's very evident and very loud, and a serious subject at that. So, let's drink some coffee and go to Mars and listen to some Where Are Our Rights Going? Before we keep repeating ourselves.
Get down the door and shake down.
back live with Fire Moth Spirit Warrior and my friend Tom. Let's drink some coffee and go to Mars. We probably finish up on a few things with the coffee. It's an antidepressant effect. It comes from the antioxidants. Women are less likely to experience skin cancer if drinking some coffee. Parkinson's can be warded off or slowed down and help reduce type 2 diabetes, keep brain healthier for longer. Do you have anything else to say, Tom?
Sure. I drink enough coffee to keep my brain healthier for my life, I guess. I can drink coffee all day long.
I'm sure there's a limit where we should not consume as much, but I know I tend to consume on certain days a little more coffee myself.
Well, a little more coffee, no. That's like my main drink. I mean, 2 to 3 pots a day.
He probably shouldn't be admitting to this on live air without the doctors coming to his house.
Right.
I think he was talking about coffee the last time he visited, and
yeah,
it's pretty interesting.
My doctor seems to think I should go down to 1 cup a day. I don't think that's gonna happen. I think he's gonna have to go to Mars before he sees me cut down to 1 cup a day. How likely that's going
to
happen.
Well, you need to show them the article that says at least 4 cups a day,
right,
is okay. I don't know how they can, an excessive coffee drinker, how you can look at an excessive coffee drinker and tell them to drink 1 cup a day. Give me a break. Give me a break. Well, we have Poochie's visiting us now, and we're going to close up the show. We hope all of you have a great day. Do you want to say bye?
All right, bye. Good to be on your show. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I had a glorious time. This is Fire Moth Spirit Warrior signing off, saying thank you, my friend Tom, for being a guest. And everyone have a beautiful day at Blog Talk Radio.